Poem. Sometimes I feel like Keanu in Speed, always moving forward, not at the speed I want. But if I stop, I'll probably die. What would you do? What would you do? What would you do? Boom.
Hi folks, this is your Tracking Board Czar Mike, here with a preview of the treasures you'll find at www.trackingboard.com for this October 2017. Now before we begin, I'd like to start by addressing the Weinstein in the room. Over 90 allegations of sexual harassment and assault spanning multiple decades over multiple continents. You've got James Toback with 300 accusations of sexual harassment and sexual assault. You've got Roy Price, the head of Amazon Studios, being forced to step down for sexually harassing the daughter of Philip K. Dick, who's the producer on Men in the High Castle. And you've got brave women like Rose McGowan and Angelina Jolie and Ashley Judd speaking truth to power. And God bless them. Woody Allen calls it a witch hunt, of course he would. I say bring it on. Drag these pieces of shit out into the daylight and let us see them for the fuckers they are. But rage aside, what constructively can we do? We need to repurpose the value of the individual in society and the creative industries. Just because you're damn good at something doesn't mean you can do whatever the fuck you want. Chinatown is a great movie. But it's a fiction. It's just a movie. Whereas Roman Polanski, in real life, did anally rape a 13-year-old girl. And yet he's still in the Academy, so is Bill Cosby, for fuck's sake. Let this not be a token show of support for women in the industry. Male writers, I urge you, embrace female voices. Embrace female perspectives. It'll make your writing better. Be respectful of the women in your writing room. They're not there as sex objects or for your own personal amusement, or for you to ignore and not listen to. No. They're there because they're fucking writers. If someone comes to you with allegations of harassment, listen.
We have to stop treating half the population like second-class citizens.
I quote Britt Marling in The Atlantic. It's a powerful moment when courageous people begin speaking about how they have been harmed, which is a deeply difficult thing to do because it means wading through a swamp of shame you've been made to feel. I am inspired by them all. We should let their strength guide our way forward, which means beginning a much larger conversation about the role economic inequality often plays in rape culture.
So wrote Britt Marling in an article in The Atlantic where she recounts her own harassment at the hands of Harvey Weinstein. Marling is the star and co-creator of the Netflix series The OA, which I urge you all to see because frankly it's transcendental and probably the best damn thing out there.
Now before we dive into scripts, I just want to leave you with the words of the late MCA of the Beastie Boys.
Because at the end of the day, all this shit comes down to is respect.
Now on to the spec and pitch sales of October 2017. First up, Heart of the Beast by Cameron Alexander. Logline, a former Navy SEAL and his retired combat dog, attempt to return to civilization after suffering a catastrophic accident deep in the Alaskan wilderness. It's being described as Castaway meets American Sniper. So it's kind of like that movie The Edge, but with a fuzzier Alec Baldwin. The script was plucked up by Daniela Taplin-Lundberg, one of the producers of Netflix's Beasts of No Nation, as well as the Sundance favorite Patty Cakes. She will produce it through her company Stay Gold Features. I love a good outsider's reference. Lundberg was nominated for an Oscar for producing Lisa Cholodenko's The Kids Are All Right. Sidney Sherman, who reps the writer via Rose Entertainment, will serve as executive producer. His other credits include The Last Full Measure and Lonely Hearts. Alexander was featured in both the Tracking Board's 2013 Hit List and Young and Hungry List with his script Omega Point, which sold to CBS Films, and another script called Valley of the Heavens, which went to Endurance Media. Alexander is also rep by McEwen Frankel Whitehead. Next up, Dorothy and Alice by Justin Mertz. Logline, haunted by nightmares of Oz's impending destruction, Dorothy Gale finds herself in a home for others like her, with troubling vivid dreams. While she is there, she meets a mysterious girl, Alice, who involves her in a perilous quest to not only save the worlds of imagination, those which we come to realize are real and not just dreams, but the world as we know it. Just please, please, please don't let it be returned to Oz. That's all I ask. Mertz, the writer, is actually an English teacher at a Santa Monica school, which I think is pretty cool. The script was picked up by Netflix for Brian Unkles, producer of the upcoming Tanya Harding biopic, I, Tanya, with Margot Robbie. Unkles also just produced director David Ayer's Bright with Will Smith and Joel Edgerton, and was a co-producer on the Hunger Games franchise. Mertz previously sold the script Topsiders, written with Jonathan Rosenblum, to DreamWorks, and worked on Rose Red at Disney. He's rep by Paradigm, the Gotham Group, and attorney Matthew Safer. And lastly, a pitch, The Perfect Dress by Ed Horowitz. It's about a dress designer who's hired by his ex-girlfriend to design the perfect wedding dress for her wedding to another man. During the making of the dress, the romance is rekindled between the two exes. You know, I designed the perfect dress once, and after trying it on, I realized I looked fine as fuck. It was designed as a vehicle for Mexican-American star Vladimir Derbez, with Pitbull Ybarra attached to direct. Derbez is the 20-something son of Spanish-language megastar Eugenio Derbez. The younger Derbez has come off appearing in his father's comedy How to Be a Latin Lover to starring in Three Idiots, the second-highest-grossing Mexican movie of the year. The project was brought to the studio by producer Larry Robinson of management production shingle Avatar Entertainment, which also manages Derbez. Sony Pictures International's SVP of production Diego Suarez will oversee the project for the studio. Ybarra recently directed Netflix's Ingo Bernabals and is rep by Avatar. Horowitz is rep by lawyer Joel McCune of Colden, McCune & Frankel, and his manager is Kevin Donahue. Derbez is rep by manager Larry Robinson and UTA. Up until next time, this is your tracking board czar, Mike, reminding you that if someone asks if you want to go to the Upside Down, they're not talking about Stranger Things. And now, ladies, this one goes out to you. Here's Dolly.
And I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping.